Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Hi. So I just want to know if I've made any mistakes and get your guidance. I've been dating this girl for about 2.5 months. She is the first girl in my life that has made me wait for sex. Although I think it's been a good thing. And I've really done a great job, I think, of cherishing her overall. I was, very willing to wait. I've just done things like getting her flowers when I know she's having a bad day. I've been very expressive in terms of expressing affection and the way I feel about her. And for the most part, she has said that I'm the person that she's always wanted. She's a little overwhelmed by that. She's also
in today's world, that's not surprising.
Right.
Hooking up is not very romantic.
Right. Right, for sure. So I'm 37. She just turned 28. I met her in my building. She's a nanny for triplets. She works 6, sometimes 7 days a week, yet she's made time for me at least once a week. And I guess some of my concerns are that I've always been she was the first one to actually say to me, is it too premature, do you think, for me to say I love you? And I said, it's funny that you said that because I've been feeling like I've wanted to say the same thing. So one thing I'll say is that there are times that I would say normally just about every time I communicate with her via text or verbally, I'm usually throwing in some type of affection, whether it's...
That's wonderful.
As much, thank you. Whether it's as much as I love you or as little as just, terms of endearment.
What now, is your question tonight?
Thank you. When we talk, she's definitely always very reciprocal in that respect. For example, if I say I love you, she'll say I love you too.
Good.
When we text, and again, she does work sometimes 6-7 days a week, there are times that she's extremely affectionate, and then there are times where I feel like she's just more, she's not as affectionate, it's just kind of
ebb and flow.
Even if
woman is something like being on a roller coaster.
Okay. It was her birthday just a couple of days ago. I did a couple of things. She invited me to a black tie event that's a month from now. She sent me some pictures of dresses that she was thinking about getting for it and asked my opinion. While I kind of liked them, I guided her and I ended up finding something on my own that she really loved. And I said that I would buy it for her birthday. So I bought her the dress, and then I also took her to a beautiful dinner. I don't know if you know Milos in New York City. It's a really great seafood restaurant. Very romantic. She loved it.
I still don't know what the question is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's a nice story, but I know there's something that is not fulfilled about it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of background. One of the things that she said to me in our communication is that she's not 100% sure if this is the right time for her, even though on everything that she's ever wanted, if this is the right time for her to get into a relationship. She wants to go to law school. She just wants to make sure.
She has to decide if she's a career woman or a woman with a career. That's today's biggest question.
Right.
If she's going to be a career,
would be is whether or not you feel like I should. Is that a red flag? She also said to me
no,
that
You may want to tell me if you're willing to walk with a partner, a love, who basically is going and getting her brain trained while she's preparing to be somebody's alpha wife. Are you interested? She's in her 20s, right?
28, yeah.
She's 28 years old. Her prime is 35. Have you an interest in her? Sophia Loren's husband met her at 15 and waited for her till she was 18 and older. Are you willing to be with this woman in a relationship until she gets her balance between her Yang law school and her yin marriage?
I believe that I am, but I think that I would like there to be at least enough level of connection between us, meaning, and I think all I really need for connection from her is a pretty consistent, and I probably may as well go ahead and say 100%, if she was able to every day even just let me know that she's thinking of me, or be that expressive self on a daily basis.
May I recommend that you negotiate a deal with her, that you and she decide you're going to the same place eventually, and that you're willing to wait while she balances and gets her law degree, but that perhaps you both wear a ring, a promise ring, that says you're going steady, not necessarily engaged and getting married, but that you're in a committed relationship. Because if she looks good and she's single, she's going to be pounded on by other men.
Yeah.
And you want to basically make her an offer. So a proposal. Look, dear woman, I am interested in you as a future wife. I totally appreciate your complexity in wanting to have a career handled and also have a man like me. I'm willing to be your exclusive, monogamous, long-term boyfriend if you will promise that you will be my committed girlfriend and treat me as such. How about a proposal for a grow and close later?
Well, do I need to get specific about what I would feel I need?
Yes, you would.
Right.
She's told you.
So here's the thing. We had that conversation the night that we went out for her birthday. I let her know that basically more or less kind of what you just said.
And what did she say to that?
She was really flattered. Yeah, you could tell that she was kind of blushing, and, you know, she seemed to be receptive to it. And then she said to me that there was something that she still needed to tell me, that she felt like she really had to trust somebody before she told me, and that once she told me, I would probably understand why she hasn't made us an official couple yet.
I hear herpes.
It's funny you say that, but I think...
No, it's not funny.
Yeah. Excuse me. No, it has something to do with her citizenship. She's from St. Lucia.
Oh, I see. She's got a green card problem.
It could be. I mean, she has told me from the beginning that she has residence in the United States, but that she's not a citizen.
Yes.
I'm starting to wonder, maybe she's mad. I mean, I know she doesn't live with anybody because I've been to her apartment, but I'm wondering if maybe she's married. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Why not have another serious conversation where you ask and question and you tell truths from yourself and negotiate a deal?
She told me that basically within the next month she plans on making a decision, knowing that I want to be serious with her and that I'm looking forward.
Well, the word serious is not the same as negotiate a deal.
Right.
Negotiate time, space, money, and play. And be sure you negotiate. What?
I said to her that it was important to me that we at least see each other once a week. She said that that was absolutely perfect, fine for her. She would absolutely do that.
Okay. What you're saying is you're starting the deal, so finish the deal.
Yeah. There are times that I've expressed to her that I really love when she, you know, sends me kisses via text.
Dear, if you're going to go steady, you give twice as much to her as she gives to you. You're the man.
Okay. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I feel like it's a disrespect. You know, I hear you talk about men being disrespected.
I understand that. I want you to be respected, but only if you make a deal. I'm hearing a number. What?
No, I'm just trying to understand from you whether or not, so I guess you don't consider her not always returning my affection as a sign of disrespect.
I want her to return appreciation for whatever you do. But
I'm sensing... Well, she's very appreciative when I do stuff, but it's just sometimes that during the day, she just, you know, may not be as affectionate as I am in terms of texting and stuff like that.
Make sure it's twice as much as she's doing. Do not turn her into a mother.
I'm sorry?
Do not turn her into a mother. I've heard a couple of times in this conversation, she doesn't initiate a stroke for me. I want you to...
I don't know if it's the initiating, that sometimes she doesn't return it, even if I'm giving it. Although when I expressed that I really liked it, she definitely stepped it up. And I didn't ask her to do it. I just told her how I felt when she does do it.
I appreciate that. I recommend you go and propose a long-term relationship resulting in marriage, if possible, in which you support her being busy doing law.
Right.
Go for it.
Like I said, we kind of did that on a birthday, but I guess I can do it a little bit more formally.
I want you to do it formally. Details.
Right.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you something else. We went out for her birthday. We had a fantastic time, and she went away the day after. And I haven't really heard. I mean, now she's kind of blaming it on Wi-Fi issues, but I see that she's posting some pictures here and there on social media. So obviously,
she is not. I see you're watching. I want you to negotiate a formal deal with her so that you don't feel deprived. Please.
I mean, I did actually text her today and said,
"Do you know?"
Wait a minute.
I am telling you a direction. I want you to do it, and I'd be more than honored for you to report back. But I understand where you're at today. You love a girl who's not showing you enough appreciation and respect, but I don't hear that you're making a formal presentation to her.
So what would that look like compared to what I've done already?
It would be, I want you for my wife eventually. I support you in going to law school. I want us to go steady. I want you to be my woman, and I want to be your man. Are you interested or not? Yes or no?
We've kind of had that conversation, and she said she is. She just needs a little more time.
Sir, I want to go on to another person.
Thank you, caller. Call us back after you've talked to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome to the show, everybody. Empowered Communications on the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. And I want to remind you, our number is 323-203-0815. We started the show a little bit differently than we usually do, just to see what this person who had been calling for several minutes before the show started. And so we wanted to get to him because we thought it might be something vitally important.
It was important.
Very much so. Dr. Allen, what is going on November 8th?
On November 8th, I'm doing a basic Pat Allen training, chemistry, compatibility, and communication in relationships, 9 to 5, I believe.
All right.
And we're doing it at Long Beach at the Marriott. Do you have the address, Kelly?
The Long Beach Marriott I do not have, but I do have our address for the Monday night show, but we have another caller, so let's go ahead and take him, and we'll get to that in a minute. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Dr. Allen, hi, it's me. I just need another 60 seconds, I believe, and that's it. I don't mean to take up too much time.
I want you to see how masculine you're being with me. You are selling me you hard and hard. I want you to do the same with her.
I am. But here's the thing. She's on vacation right now, and she's not really reaching out to me. Do you feel like that I should still be, you know, should I pull? Is there a time for me to pull back during my cherishing?
I don't think you move forward. You can't pull back if you haven't moved forward. I want this lady.
Well, meaning, in other words, should I not text her at all right now until I hear from her? You know, she's not.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again. You're saying, Pat Allen, get this bitch to call me, to give to me.
I'm just curious to know.
But that's what it's coming across to me.
Okay, then I guess I'm expressing
it incorrectly. I hear anger. I want you to be with her the way you are with me.
Okay. One last thing is just in terms of, in other words, I know you have a lot of great guidelines for women.
I don't have any guidelines. I tell women, do you want to be a man or a woman? Do you want to be a career woman? You want to be a woman with a career? I don't give advice. I teach techniques in communicating.
Sure, right. So I'm trying to understand some of those techniques for a male. And in this particular case, I don't want to continue to reach out to her and compliment her.
Then for heaven's sake, don't do it. I know there's a man and a woman.
If you feel like that it's going to push her away because she's not getting back to me at this moment.
If she's intimidating you by withdrawing, you're not courting her into a corner. I want you to get a flat-out, I don't want you, sir, get lost.
Instead of being strung along, bring it to a head.
While she's on vacation? Or wait for her to get back?
Wait for her to get back.
Okay.
Thanks,
Do
caller.
It.
You're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having sound issues. I'm not hearing anything from any of my devices. I was wondering if you guys were having sound issues.
We are not. You're coming through loud and clear for us.
What?
Oh.
She's coming through loud.
Sorry.
No problem. Do you have a question other than that?
Again. No, I won't be able to hear the answer because I don't have, my radio's not working. Both computers are not.
But,
doing the sound.
But you can hear us right now on the phone, right?
Yeah, we're talking to you now.
Okay, I'll ask a question.
What's your question?
What is the difference between a playful woman and a puer woman?
Oh, wonderful. Playful woman knows how to say no, and a puella doesn't.
Okay.
A puella said, he made me do it.
Okay.
The puella is a female version of a puer. A puer is a little boy in a man's body who doesn't have the balls to go after what he wants.
Okay.
And a puella blames a man if she does a stupid thing, like have unprotected sex.
Okay.
You see, it's one thing to get raped. It's another thing to be helpless.
Okay. And there are a lot of puella women out there in this culture today, isn't there? Why is that?
I'm not sure that culture. Are you talking about America?
Yes.
No, not really. There are various cultures that require their women. The Mideast is full of puella. You know that little girl that was shot for doing the promotion, Melee, the movies out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a little girl said, down with puella. I want an education, and I'm going to speak up. She got a Nobel Peace Prize for that one.
Yeah. Oh.
So
yeah.
I don't think America is growing many puellas. There are a lot of men being raised puer. And I'd love anybody to read War Against Boys by Summers, or the book Manning Up by Kay Horowitz.
Oh, what was it? Horowitz? Kay
Horowitz, right.
Okay. Okay. And also, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your transactional analysis, where you learn about the maps of families, like mother, father, Bertha, and there's maps of families in your coaching program where you talk about when the mother is Big Bertha and the father is more of a, aren't there certain family patterns that you can identify rather quickly when people talk?
Yes. There's an attachment theory rampant today that is supported by a man whose name is Bowlby, Attachment Problems. And his premise is what happens to you when you're little, and I believe little means up to 3 years old, if you don't get the proper child rearing by the time you're three, your mirror neuron isn't stimulated, and you don't empathize, and oftentimes you become one of those sad creatures that becomes a loner and ends up shooting us. He also believed the following. There was three types of human beings when it came to attachment. One type was secure. That type of person, if it was a girl, had a father who was protective and cherishing, and a mother who was cherishable. She was a role model. And the family set up a nest where little girls would feel safe with men, therefore not having to become men, and little boys would see how men do it, whether they're Jewish doing their bar mitzvah and a little girl is doing her bat mitzvah, or it's a family system. Security is balance between brain and heart. Then there's another kind of family. It's the anxious family. Mom and dad didn't know how to be married. They split, or they got into affairs, or they just tore the family up. And so the kids almost had to raise themselves, which is not too cool, because while an older brother or sister may be smart and nice, they're not exactly mature enough to be parents to little children. Then there's another form of attachment problem called the avoidant. The avoidant person wants to be secure, but once somebody comes close, they get so frightened that they run away. So they push and then they pull and then they push and pull. So with that in mind, we therapists are very clear about deciding, am I dealing with a secure, balanced person? Am I dealing with an anxious person? Or am I dealing with an avoidant person? So that's done pretty much by three. If I go to a preschool, I can see the bullies, I can see the whiners, and I can see the secure negotiators. I'll give you this if you give me that. So, yes, that is what happens.
You can figure that out pretty quickly.
Pardon?
You figure that out quickly.
It's already demonstrated. We're pretty well cooked by three. And then, you know what's interesting about being less than 3 years old? You don't have good skill with words. And the problem with that is much therapy has to do with talking. And people who are seriously wounded under the age of three don't do well in talk therapy. They often have to go to, for example, EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization. They often use tapping for an anxiety diminution process. Now the new technique is TMS, transcranial transcranial manipulative stimulation, in which they put electrodes on your skull and rewire your brain. Because we know the brain can be rewired from the wounds of a broken childhood. It used to be we had electrocardio treatment where we shocked you into forgetting what you were anxious about. There's all kinds of things that therapy does today, but verbal does not do well with under 3-year-old wounded people. They often grow up with very serious borderline personality disorders, bipolar systems. That requires medicine and mechanical and often electronic treatments.
Okay.
So, yes.
Thanks, caller. All right. Well, Dr. Allen, I have an answer to your question before, and our November 8th, 9 to 5 p.m., Marriott, 4700 Airport Plaza Drive, Long Beach, California. That's $95 for that wonderful seminar. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to drpatallen.com. And please do. And we have another caller. Let's take it and see what's going on. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You have a question for Dr. Allen.
Yes, I called in several weeks ago. I'm the woman who is 40. My husband's the 50-year-old left-handed alpha male who had the brain tumor that, you know, threw his hormones off balance, and now he's, had low testosterone, and he became more male, and we started fighting. I don't know if you remember my story, but anyway, Dr. Allen, you had said to me that I shouldn't share my negative feelings with him because I activate his feminine side. So I have a concern, and I'd like to share it. I want to share it with you and
tell me
what you think I should do. Well, my husband shared his plans for when he gets older, what he wants to do. And he wants to be, have a library and, you know, go for several different financial service type licenses. And
does he want to be married?
Pardon me?
Does he want to be married?
He does. But I long for the sexual and the sensual. And, I want a boyfriend and a lover when I get older, and I'm concerned that I'm going to be lonely. He may or may not do these things that he plans on doing.
That's what I just asked you. Does he want to be married? Which means, does he want to give, protect, and cherish a woman so that she feels secure with him? Are you afraid he's so intellectual that you will be nothing but a mother? Or a sex object? Not a love object, a sex object.
Yeah, he's not that interested in sex.
He's not even interested in sex. Sex is an animal event. Making love is a human event. What is it about him that causes you to continue to want him?
The security that he provides, the financial security, the good provider. But
so
I'm just afraid
you're doing what Harvard found out. Two-thirds of women want status and financial security.
Yes.
Only one-third wants sensual and sexual, and they're called cougars. So you're a perfectly normal woman. Please read the book, The Evolution of Desire, by David Buss, because it talks about that phenomenon. But this man may not be intimately prone. He may be Asperger's, which is a version of autism. He may be not stimulated. His mirror neuron may not have been reflected as human, and he may not be of an affectionate human animal.
I agree with that. I mean, he's somewhat affectionate, but...
He's somewhat.
Somewhat. I mean, he's not... I do think there's some autism. I think his father definitely had that. But I think what I fear, Dr. Allen,
yes,
is what do I do? I mean, you know, if he wants to be more intellectual and be in his head, what do I do? I mean, do I just have to find my own things to do or fill up my life some other way?
Well,
I guess I'm afraid of being lonely.
If you like a good lifestyle, these mm-hmm. kinds of men provide it, as long as you help them look normal in society. You do social events, you're hosting his world. Do you see what I mean? It's almost like an arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want, basically I say it crudely, do you want to get laid or paid? Does he want to get laid or paid? Laid is the sensuous.
Yes.
Paid is the security. What's your priority?
My priority is the security.
Well, if he's not driving you cuckoo with demands sexually, you may be having a very good job.
Yeah, I've thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Caller, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did he change after the brain tumor in the surgery, or was he always basically this way?
Well, there wasn't surgery, but after the hormones were rebalanced, he really changed. He was always, you know, he thinks he's a monk. he didn't really date much, and he didn't get married to me until he was 39, and I think he realized he was lonely. So he was always kind of very intellectual and in his head. So, you know, but I think as of recent, he seems to be talking about how he wants to do more intellectual pursuits, and you know, he misses the time when he was in grad school and worked, and all he did was, you know, his profession. And you know, I don't know what to do with the part of me that, you know, really wants a boyfriend and a lover. I mean, I can't have that. He wouldn't go for me having a lover outside of the marriage if I even brought it up.
I want to ask you, were you by any chance molested as a little kid?
Was he or was I?
What?
Did you ask me if he was or if I was?
You.
Oh, me?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You sound so horny.
I am.
Okay. Well, then why don't you get a toy boy?
I don't think he would allow that.
No, I don't mean with him. I mean, why don't you chase a man you're attracted to and offer him a sexual deal? Do you have enough money to pay for a wife with a penis?
No.
Okay, then whoever you're with, if they've got more money than you do, then you are going to serve them sensually and sexually their way, not your way.
Okay.
Do you want to get laid or paid?
My first priority would be to get paid.
Then I suggest you lay him at his pace.
Okay.
Would that be a good deal for you?
Well, that's what I'm doing now.
Well, how long have you been doing it?
How long? I'd say a few years.
So why not marry him, get your stability, and enjoy the balance you've got?
Well, I am married to him.
Pardon?
You said, why not marry him? I am.
Yeah, why not marry him? Why not get your security stabilized?
Uh-huh.
So that you appreciate him more.
Okay.
Would you be willing to do that?
When you say get my security stabilized, would you describe that a little more?
What did you just say?
You said stable. You want me to stabilize my security.
But you want the security.
Yeah,
see, what
yeah,
you really
married.
Want, you want to get laid and paid. You know what you do for that? Stay single and have at least two men. One who's a great lover but poor, and one who's rich but not much of a lover.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to live a complicated polyamorous life?
Not with all the diseases and stuff out there, no. No, I don't want that kind of chaos.
Then you're burdened with the problem of picking which side you want.
Yes.
But you really want both sides equally.
I do. I didn't want to say that, but you figured it out.
Now,
yeah.
That's called narcissism.
Okay.
And whoever's with you has to be a zero or perfect in their category. And that's what I mean. An old man with lots of money but not much sex, and a young stud with lots of sex but not young much money.
But Dr. Allen, she's already married to this gentleman, so...
She's already married to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we're just talking about getting a divorce. Do
right.
you want to have a lover on the side? It's all the same.
Right. I guess the question really is he 51% worth it? Are you willing to throw him in the trash and try to find greener pastures, if you will, and take the risk of losing your security and losing, obviously, somebody that you had enough affection for to marry, and trading that in for a roll in the hay? I guess that's what the question is, really.
And the answer to that is no.
Okay.
Then may I recommend you get happy with what you've got?
Okay.
Maybe a hobby.
Okay.
Maybe a hobby that will occupy you. And, you know, fulfill you intellectually as he's being fulfilled intellectually.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only choice I have if I don't. I mean, I don't want to get a divorce.
If you don't want to get a divorce, appreciate the man you're with.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I think my hearing aids don't have the right plugs in.
Oh, okay. Would you like me to turn it up for you a little bit?
No, it doesn't take that because it's yours.
Okay. So that was really interesting because I have another question that came in.
What's up?
We have a young couple.
Yes.
And he is a soldier, and he is deployed for the very first time.
Okay.
They've been married only 18 months. And they were trying to get pregnant before he was deployed.
Yes.
They were not successful. So she's having feelings of inferiority, and she's having feelings of maybe even a little jealousy while he's gone.
What I'm hearing is two insecure people have signed a legal document that they don't have the skills to fulfill.
Do you think it's youth that's the problem, or just... long-distance relationships,
no,
or...
They have never been taught how to marry.
Right.
Getting to I Do is my book.
Right.
I recommend it.
I do, too.
It's been on the stands for over 20 years.
Yes.
People don't generally like it because it sounds so square.
Right.
The problem is, it is simply nature being written up in a book. Right. I am a nerd. And I think like a nerd, and I write like a nerd, which means it's what nature's doing to get people together to make little babies so that the world goes on.
Exactly. So to our wonderful follower, get the book Getting to I Do, and maybe even send it overseas to your man. Both of you should be reading it and seeing if you can educate yourself as to how to be married. And we have another caller. Hello, caller. You are on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have two hopefully quick questions. First question, does the 8-week rule apply to somebody that you haven't met but only talked on the phone once, who just kind of keeps randomly popping up via email?
He keeps reaching out to you?
Yeah, like here and there, trying to set up a time to meet, which we're finally meeting this Sunday.
You are meeting this Sunday?
Yes.
Well, then he got the job done.
Go ahead, sorry.
He courted you till he got the job done.
Okay.
He chased you.
Yeah, he just kind of kept randomly popping up. I didn't think I was actually going to meet him, so it's kind of a surprise.
What is the reason you didn't think you'd meet him?
Just because he just, it seemed not, like, we've been conversing through email for, like, since what we talked on the phone initially at the end of August. So
you have already you gave up on him.
Kind of. I just was like, well, if he wants to meet up, then we can. But I wasn't betting on him because he just seemed kind of like, he was just popping up here and there.
I know. He was building a friendship with you. Passive, patient, and vulnerable. You apparently stayed passive. You didn't chase him. You didn't yell at him. Patient, you've been allowing him to court you since August. And vulnerable. When he finally did ask you out, you said yes.
Okay.
What you did is you let him run the show. I like that.
Yes. Yes. And it's interesting because he's shy, too. So we'll see how that goes on Sunday. And then my other question is, with online dating, the thing that's been very challenging, and I know I'm not the only person who's had this issue, but how do you deal with, or how do you respond to people who, or men, who reach out and don't have anything to say when you're exchanging emails, when you're trying to, like, build a little bit of something, you know, to see if you have something in common before you kind of go to the phone and then hopefully, ideally, set up meeting in person? Because I've noticed recently, I feel like I'm the only one asking questions, so they'll answer my questions.
I don't want you to enter. Wait a minute. Are you the man in the relationship? I have no problem with women being men and courting women with penises. Are you the man or the woman?
I'm trying to be the woman, but what happens is...
Why did you chase him?
No, so what happens is we'll both, like, they'll reach out to me, and all they'll say is, hi, how are you?
That's called bait and switch. I call it clit teasing. You remember prick teasing?
No.
When men don't want to be men, they will call you, be friendly, and then go away. What they're doing is stimulating your male to chase them.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're patient, you can outlive that, and they realize, I've got to do something. I've got to say something. And then that separates the men from the boys, because the men go after a physical date because they realize you're not a new age woman. You want to be a woman. You know how to be a woman, passive, patient, and vulnerable. And they better learn how to be a man or they're not going to get anywhere with you.
So what do I do? How do I respond to these men if they don't
Very nicely.
Ask me any
oh,
questions?
Oh, it's so nice to hear from you. You treat them so nice that you don't give them the pleasure of your painful anger at them not chasing you. Did you ever notice that men you don't like, you treat kindly, but they never go away?
Yes.
Do you know why they never go away?
No, I don't know.
They don't go away because they're having the fun of the chase.
Okay. So for the people that are just kind of hanging out there that I haven't responded to, how should I respond to them?
It depends on if you want to stay with that. If you like having a lighthearted, emotional relationship on the phone, the computer, the whatever... There's strokes mm-hmm. there. Then do it. If you don't, this is what you say to them. I have so appreciated the 5 years that we've built this friendship on the computer. But I've met a man, which is maybe a phantom. I've met a man that actually wants to date me and maybe even marry me. So I'm probably not going to be responding to your texts, fax, emails, and phone calls.
Oh, my God, I love that. I'm so using that tonight. That is, yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, how do I cut this off and not do the fade away or just, you know, stop responding to them? But okay. I am so going to use that tonight.
Okay. Good luck.
Great. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you, caller. Okay, so we have a little business to take care of, and I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen's fantastic Monday night show, where you get to laugh and you get to learn with Dr. Allen, is at 6333 Bristol Parkway, Culver City, 90230, and that's Monday night, 7 p.m., Marriott Courtyard, and that's near the Westfield off the 405 freeway. We are really enjoying that new location, aren't we, Dr. Allen?
Yes.
You like it there?
Yes.
It is lovely, isn't it? Okay, so we have another question. This one's a little sensitive. I'm going to edit this just a little bit. I love my husband. I'm bored to death. What does it mean, Dr. Allen? Because you said when you get bored, you're no longer in love.
Apathy and empathy is the end of a relationship. But very often, too many people do not have the three qualities for being in love.
Okay.
They may need the green card.
Okay.
They may like and have a friendship.
Okay.
They may be dear friends. I mean, really, dear friends. And so they decide, basically, what would be an arranged marriage, except arranged marriages were generally done by families,
right,
who knew their children would fit together.
Well, it appears that these people, this lady, she says she loves this person, but I'm
loves,
wondering...
Loves, but in love takes three things.
Right, I'm wondering...
Chemistry, compatibility, and communication. The communication has to be complementary, not equal. When it's equal, I wonder how many people out there have ruined a relationship by turning it into a business deal. I think, what do you think? I want, what do you want?
I'm kind of getting the sense from this couple that that's exactly what happened, that they coalesced from being romantic to being just now almost like platonic brother and sister. We've got one more call coming in, and why don't we take it? We only have a couple of minutes left, so we'll have to go fast.
Okay, let's go.
All right, caller, we're on the air with Dr. Allen. We have to go fast. What's your question?
Dr.
Allen, it's me again. How do you suggest I quit
myself? Lord. You are my star for the night. Ask your question.
I'm sorry.
Go. You're a man.
How do you suggest I express myself about not being happy that I haven't heard from her while she's on vacation?
You don't tell her you're unhappy. That's feminine. What you tell her is, it feels so good when you respond to me. I expect you to go on a basis of, I will chase you twice as much as you chase me. But by God, I want to be chased. Got it?
As a man, I want to be chased?
I just said, look, woman, I will chase you twice as much as you chase me, but
right.
I want to be rewarded by you chasing me 1 to 2 times. I do twice as much, you do one as much.
So in other words, okay, if you reach out to her twice, she should reach out back to you once.
Sure.
Does that make sense? In other words, you can't expect it to be 50-50.
You don't want it to be equal. Remember those balls that bounce back and forth? If they go equal, the energy stops.
Right.
No equality in a romance.
So right. The other thing is that she already told me that she needs a little bit more time to think about, to process everything, to make sure that she's ready. So I don't know if having
I got
another
news for
conversation.
You. Tell her you've got 30 days. Set the boundaries.
Okay.
Okay.
Be the man.
You gotta
come
set
on.
You gotta set the boundaries, because otherwise you're gonna be standing there with your hat in your hands.
I
forever.
Want you to go after her like you've been going after me tonight.
Like a dog with a bone.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, you do private sessions still, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You can contact me.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
You can. Thank you, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen, we are out of time officially. So, what do you have to say to me?
Well, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the promises, the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Yes, and if you're a man and you're chasing, chase 2-1, boys and girls. Okay, drpatallen.com, follow us on Facebook. Don't be a stranger, because we love tweeting with you, and we'll see you next time.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.